Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you're not on social media platforms, I need to show you something. If you're at home and that's accessible, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, SOL Radio Live on top of that page. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find it's right there on the left side of the top page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. I want you to see this. I want you to pay particular attention to how the mainstream media is across the boards justifying Kevin Spacey. 12 counts of sexual assault. He's a sodomite. Again, you're beginning to see more and more on a daily basis the crimes that are being committed by these individuals. Why? Because Luke 12:2 tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that all of the sudden the mainstream media and their useful idiots are right there to go to bat for Kevin Spacey committing crimes against innocent people? I think it's pretty odd, you know, especially considering all the people that have come forward. The individual has 12 counts. I understand, friends, his defense would be that people are just trying to make money by trying to blackmail me into giving them a large check to go away. I understand all that. But in this particular situation, the Bible does clearly tell us, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Okay, and they must corroborate. They must work together. The truth must unify with itself when these people come together. And that's exactly what happened in the particular case with Kevin Spacey and his 12 counts. As a matter of fact, some of the sexual accounts, friends, and assaults that he is guilty of committing were him penetrating, okay, other men, him also giving oral sex to men while they were sleeping. And some of the stuff that they've accused him of, it's not information or something that you'd want to brazenly go out there and say, hey, listen, this is what Kevin was doing to me. I mean, that's just not the case. This is another representation of nothing more than Hollywood, who's been exposed time and time and time and time again concerning their crimes against the innocent. And in this particular case, friends, his sexual assaults against individuals. Now, we also know Hollywood is peppered with pedophiles. We also know the same things going on in government. We see them blatantly showing the world who they are, and this is why we become a mockery on a global basis. But again, I want you to just pay attention to how the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, and their useful idiots went to Kevin Spacey's defense. I didn't think it was that pertinent. Did anybody anybody else? Nope, neither did I. But I do want to tell you we're going to be covering this because this is exactly why you're seeing more and more vigilante justice take place, because they see the courts are not delivering justice, and that only weakens their position, by the way. But in fact, friends, this is why you're seeing vigilante justice take place, not just on the outside, but also the inside of prison. And it's interesting, friends, how the judges are right there to slap the hands of these criminals and just give them some soft sentence, right, a probation or whatever the case might be, so that they can go out and do it again and commit another crime against another innocent victim. Well, I can tell you right now, friends, I'm going to give you 10 reasons why you do not lay for the little ones, because when you get into prison, it doesn't last very long. I'll show you in just a bit as to what we're going to be talking about. Because really, truly, friends, it is second to none. If anything is going to scare these people straight, it's going to be just that. I've also shared with you that throughout Scripture, you can find nowhere in Scripture, anywhere, the Lord dealing with the people in committing crimes against children. If you found it, it must be a new version. But if you have found something that I may have overlooked, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. But going back to that very point, friends, I find in Exodus 22 that if you lay for the fatherless, the Lord said that he would kill you with the sword. You can rest assured that his word is not going to return unto him void. Read Isaiah 55. You can also look over at Luke 17, 2. And I want to read this verbatim, friends, with the periods and everything, so you can understand that this is the one place that you can find or apply to just that. When you look at Luke 17, 2, what does it say? It says, "It were better for him to take a millstone and wrap it around his own neck and cast him into the sea, rather than that he should offend one of these little ones." Now, you can take this in so many different ways, but we can take it for what it says on its face as well. And that means do not touch one of these little ones, because over and over and over again, the Lord says that he will not tolerate that in any sense of the word. And again, you have to ask yourself the question, why is it that these men are laying for little boys? Because they are the model of heaven. Jesus made that clear throughout Scripture. Well, that's where Satan goes, and that's exactly how Satan's going to be dealt with, and so are his minions. And again, friends, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I'm just probably going to hold over on the other side of this and show you some of the things concerning what politicians are doing on a global basis. But doesn't it come across the American people or people on a global basis as rather odd that these said politicians have to have so much security detail guarding them from the very people that they're supposed to serve? Well, if that was the case, they wouldn't need guardians, right? Isn't it also interesting, friends, that when you look at that, you're noticing more security detail in more security detail, because again, it shows you that they're not serving the people in these prospective countries. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to actually show you a video of what Trudeau just went through over in Canada. He's a sodomite, he's a sellout, and everybody in that country knows it, and they're calling for justice. And I'll tell you what, friends, because they're not getting justice, the crowds are becoming more hostile. Again, I'll show that to you in just a moment. Before I do, I also wanted to let you know that isn't it interesting that we over here at the Sons of Liberty, we hold to the infallible, immutable Word of God. And it's interesting because there's many people that don't quite understand that. But if you take the time to understand the word, you can see that our feet is always or are always upon the rock of Christ here. And it's a safe place to be always. Why? Because the word of God doesn't change, and it is forever established, as are the seed of the righteous established forever. But with that said, friends, it's just amazing, friends, that people are starting to come over onto our side of the fence, per se, because they see that we're giving them answers here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and I think more and more people are beginning to look to the Word of God because of just that. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I think everybody else needs to catch this, too. It's amazing how men will do what they do when it comes to the wicked. It applies to the righteous in a good sense, right? Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, but woe unto the wicked. When you look at Ecclesiastes 8:11, isn't it interesting? It says that because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. This is brand new, just came across the wire, friends. Mitch McConnell. Freezes during press conference. Now, I'm going to show you the video here, but I want you to understand that this guy is as corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. I seen him at the RNC back in 2012 in Tampa, Florida, and the following, I mean, the court jesters this guy had around him, it was like one of the sickest things I ever seen in all of my life. If you've never seen the true story of Sir Thomas More, it was called Man for All Seasons. Wherever the king went, he had court jesters all around him, just praising him, approving, giving all the approbation that they have, even when it was unwarranted. That's exactly what Mitch McConnell had when I seen him. And this was just in passing, friends. But the opinion that this pathetic version of a man and who he is and what he has become, it's just that he's pathetic. This guy's worse than being worthless. And I'm not even saying that to be mean. He's conjured this up. He's worked this up all on his own. He did it with nobody's help. He is a drug dealer. We have highlighted several times over Mitch McConnell and his inner link to the family in-laws and his ship, the Ping Mei, his father-in-law's ship, the Ping Mei. DNA was found with over 90 pounds of cocaine on it. This should explain to you why the guy makes $174,000 a year, and somehow or another he's aggrandized tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars onto himself, and is linked to China, friends. He's just as guilty as Joe Biden ever has been. And for some reason or another, the American people, again, believing Fox News, and they believe for some reason, again, as I said, or another, as to, you know, he's a good guy because Fox said so. Not true, and I can tell you through firsthand experience, friends. Not too long ago, we had Judge Roy Moore on. That's one guy you don't want to go south on. And I'm talking about, if you're going to say anything about him, you better hold to what you're going to say about him, and it better be in truth, because if not, he's going to turn around and he will come after you. As a matter of fact, he just won a major lawsuit for defamation when they accused him of womanizing. He went after the women that accused him. Guess who was behind all of that? Yours truly, Mr. Mitch McConnell. Folks, he's a very corrupt, a very wicked man. You can see right now he stands in front of the shadow of death. And I can guarantee you, friends, this is what is going to happen to every single one of us. And again, it's a warning to all of those that want to go on in their bad selves in rebelling against the God that showed mercy by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for them on the cross. But I guarantee you, friends, if you look at their face, they're starting to realize, wait a second, game's almost over. I'm going to have to answer for all of this, regardless if they admit it or not. They are going to have to answer for it. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And here's Mitch McConnell. You ready for this? This was just 2 minutes ago, friends. 2 minutes ago.
And a string of...
It's catching up. Oh, isn't it, Mitchy? Sure is. He is a pathetic, pathetic traitor to this country, friends. Look at him. Almost, game's almost over, isn't it, Mitch? Yep, look at him, friends. Yep. You know what's going through his head right now? And look at all of his buddies who could really, truly care less about who he is. They just think that they're impervious to the same fate that he's going to meet soon enough. But look at him, friends. He had to walk away because he froze at the pulpit. Just a matter of time for all of us, friends. That's why we get right while we have the time to get right. The Lord doesn't need fair-weathered friends in any sense of the word. Which, by the way, bringing up Mitch McConnell and segueing into this is perfect, because it's just a matter of time. History teaches us that you can oppress people for so long. Okay, I again, for the record, I desire reformation. I desire a lawful resolve to all of these crimes that are taking place. And that's what the Lord desires as well. That's why he said, keep my commandments and live, Proverbs 17:2. And again, that's our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. But if we don't want to do that, and we just think somehow or another we're going to be raptured from responsibility, and all the bad guys are just going to go away, it's never, ever happened that way. Thinking of Thomas Jefferson. Live radio, friends. Thomas Jefferson said, the blood of patriots... Hang on, I'm going to give you the exact quote here. He said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He said, that is its natural manure. That is exactly right. If you see righteousness anywhere, somebody had to lay themselves on the altar of sacrifice and sacrificing themselves to give you what it is that you have today. Okay? You're not going to be raptured from that. History does not teach us that. The Word of God does not teach us that in any sense of the word. What history teaches us is that men and their backs were up against the wall and they've had enough. Instead of bending over, they stood up. And that's what's beginning to happen right now in Canada. Again, I desire reformation. But if the bad guys want to go on in being bad guys, that's fine. That's up to them. But history teaches us that's only going to go so far. As a matter of fact, I even said something about this yesterday. And I'm just, again, we're doing live radio. And I'm just getting this thought right now. And I want to go back to this, because I brought it up yesterday in passing, but it's important that I bring it up again. so you can hear in the present as to how it is applying and how it has applied in the past and how it will apply in the future as well. And I want you to hear this quote, and I'm almost there. Hang on a second. If you want to call in, by the way, 1-866-582-9933. I said Ebenezer Erskine said the triumphing of the wicked is short. He said, and the joy of the hypocrite, but for a moment. Read Psalm 37. That comes to my aid. Whereas the groanings of the righteous are but short, in their jubilee and triumph shall be everlasting. Okay? So what these guys are doing is they're testing their steel by oppressing innocent people. And again, history teaches us that people will only put up with it for only so long. Look what's happening in Canada right now. Check this out, folks. And notice the security detail around this treasonous individual. Listen to the people. So they're not running from him, friends. They're running at him. Look at the security detail. And all those guys that are defending Trudeau and his crimes against the innocent, they're shouting in unison, traitor. And he's acting like it's not going on. Look at him just ignore the people that he's supposed to serve, friends. Ignoring their concerns. Look at them. And in all those security detail, again, just doing their job, protecting the traitor against the people that he's supposed to serve. You want to tell me how they're just doing their job, friends? Because they're not. It's ridiculously embarrassing. It truly is. But look at them ignore the people. In unison, the crowd is shouting out, traitor. Traitor. Just a matter of time, Trudeau. That's how it goes. It's just a matter of time. Apparently, some of these people just don't know history, friends, that, again, people are going to put up with it only for so long before they respond, and rightfully so. I mean, the crimes that this individual is responsible for committing against his own people is unprecedented. It's the same thing happening in America. It's the same thing happening over in France and in Germany and the UK. You know, it's sad to say, those people are up in protest while the American people over here fast asleep. Read Matthew 13:25. The Bible is clear when it tells us that the enemy sows tares while men slept. He banks on the fact that men are going to sleep. To say the least. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to jump online, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you the elite pedigree of a brilliant cosplaying populist. I guess that's what they say about him, Tucker Carlson. Why is he bumping the stump for Trump? Why is all eyes on Donald Trump? And why on God's green earth is this guy going around trying to garner more support for Donald Trump, Mr. Vaccine, the father of the vaccine, and the one advocating the sodomite agenda in this country? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you. USA News update. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal over concerns about immunity for future charges related to his business dealings. Lawyers attempted to create a revised deal, but the judge requested further explanation. Congressional Republicans blasting the head of Homeland Security for suggesting that his agency has operational control of the southern border, Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
It is a perpetual pattern, and the fact is, there are real people that are impacted by that.
Roy added that 200 people a day are dying from fentanyl poisoning. The deadly opioid has been caught in record numbers at ports of entry. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. It's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So media, you're gonna. I guess you just want to learn the hard way. That's fine. You can keep going on with your bad self. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We are broadcasting into 159 cities. If you go to Genesis Communication Networks, you have made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. Only you can do that, and we appreciate that. I wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the social media platforms as well as that media outlet. We have several, not subscribers, but contributors over there, from preachers, activists, righteous activists, Christians, attorneys, the list goes on, military men, whatever the case may be, they're all over there. And you can get 13 to 15 articles every day on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We were ranked in the number 11,000 coming out of the gate. Of course, Google has pulled us. And so we're just out there letting people know the best way that we can, by giving them the information straight from the platform in which we have in the present moment. So sonsoflibertymedia.com is the outlet that they don't want you to go to. We are not going along to get along. We are not a part of the modern-day conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. We are holding to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution, and we are bringing resolve to the issues in which you face on a 24/7 basis. And we're bringing about resolve by showing you that you are the law under God, and you are to enforce the law against those that commit the crimes. And if you fail to do so, you're not going to know righteousness. You're not going to know peace within the gates. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. One more time, if you want to call in, 1-866 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you this. This is interesting stuff. It really, truly is. And it's a picture of none other. We got some information coming out of other outlets across the country that the ACLU is working against us in our fight to stop non-citizens from voting. The person sent, you read that right, the ACLU is levying their full court press against our efforts to enforce the laws against our country. How many times have I told you that they are a subversive organization? How many times have I told the American people that the ACLU's founder, Roger Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism? I don't know, maybe a couple thousand times over the last 18, 19 years of radio, I bet. They're a subversive organization. They're like the SPLC. They're advocating other subversives such as themselves. And if people knew the law that there would be no, and were willing to enforce it, there would be no ACLU or SPLC or any other of these 200 other groups that are funded by international terrorist George Soros. There's over 200 of them in the United States funded by George Soros. Everybody talks about Soros and how bad he is, but it's interesting how many of those that call him out for who he is that are actually taking money from him. It's a subversive organization, just for the record. ACLU, the end of the ACLU is communism, said the founder. Just so you know who they are, okay? And SPLC is no better. Wanted to show you this, and again, if you're on social media platforms, do check this out. Here's Tucker Carlson. The popular Tucker Carlson. Huh. I wonder why he's so popular. I wonder why the mainstream media is all cameras on Tucker Carlson, basically bumping the presidential stump for Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson said the D.C. swamp, that was never drained by Donald Trump, of course, hates Donald Trump for standing against the war in Ukraine. What is he? He's a populist. Friends, he's trying to make his appeal to the people that are going unheard by the politicians. He's a cosplay. He's standing in the gap. Let me put it this way. He's a part of the clowns in the circus of politics. I know people don't get that, but one thing you got to ask yourself is, why is the guy worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars? Wow. Is it because he's serving the people? Or is it because he's serving his sponsors? And he's doing what he's told to do? Well, here, let me show you this. He is the elite pedigree of a brilliant cosplay populist. And who's he going to? And it's absolutely astounding to me, to say the least, how many people still have not caught on to the likes of the best that you have through Fox News. It's absolutely... Hey, folks, yes, they say a lot of good things. But what should bother you about Fox News is not what they say, but what they don't say. That should bother you. And how many times they turn coat on the people that they're supposed to serve because of their sponsors, as I just said. Hey, folks, New York reported, Tucker Carlson is the hottest media personality in America. According to who? Comfortably the most watched cable news show, Tucker Carlson Tonight is a rating bonanza, with even former President Donald Trump said to be a keen viewer. Part of Carlson's appeal is that he represents and presents himself as the maverick outsider, someone who thinks outside the box and is not afraid to launch tirades against the powerful and criticize the government and its foreign policy. Certainly, he does surprise many people, covering subjects other cable news hosts do not touch. However, on closer inspection, this populist, everyman persona is a facade. Carlson himself has deep connections to the government and the national security state and works hard to obscure the real centers of power, channeling popular rage towards the safer targets. Of course he is. Because if he wasn't, the cameras wouldn't be on Tucker Carlson. He wouldn't have had his own show. And those that are in, basically coming to his aid after he was allegedly fired from Fox News, like that of Glenn Beck, well, he's a part of the same pack. Friends, they all are. Mark Levin, the Shapiros, the Owens, the Kirks, the Bonginos. I mean, folks, again, what is it that we don't understand? Bradley, you're putting out their light to make yours brighter. Not at all. What is it that they're promulgating that is bringing to resolve the issues and what the American people actually say that they're seeking for? They're not bringing anything to resolve because they never make reference to the law that condemns the criminals. What do? They bring up the criminals on the right and the criminals on the left, and they say, well, what's your opinion concerning this unconstitutional agenda? Well, this is my opinion, says the criminal on the right, and this is my opinion, says the criminal on the left. Okay, where's the reference of the law that makes it right in the face of both of these sets of criminals? That is never brought into the equation, because if it did, it would put them all out of a job. Let me go back to this. New York reports, Tucker Swanson McNear Carlson was born into a wealthy California family in 1969. He attended a number of private preparatory schools in California and in New England, including the exclusive St. George School in Rhode Island, where today's attendance costs between $46,000 and $67,000 per year. From there, Tucker, he went on to study history at the Trinity College, a private Connecticut liberal arts institution that charges similar fees. I don't care about none of that. Good for them if they're wealthy. I'm all about capitalism. Carlson said New York, in the report, is a blue blood through and through. His great uncle, this is what's important, was Arkansas Senator William Fulbright, while his stepmother, Patricia Swanson, is the heiress of the Swanson Frozen Food Company fortune. And in his earlier years, before his character changed, Carlson openly described himself as a trust fund baby. Okay? His father, Richard Dick Carlson, is an important journalist. This is what is important for us to hear. His father, Dick Carlson, is an important journalist and a high estate official who was appointed by Ronald Reagan as the director of the U.S. Information Agency, USIA. Okay? The body that oversees government-funded media, including Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio and TV, Marty and Voice of America, of which Dick was also the director. The USIA has since been replaced by the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Together, these outlets are a part of what the New York Times called a worldwide propaganda network built by the, you ready? By the CIA. There it is again. Their goal is to bombard enemy countries with regime change propaganda. And until the 1970s, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty was directly funded by yours truly, the CIA. Speaking of Tucker Carlson, his position as director of the USIA, Dick played a considerable part in the downfall of the Soviet Union and a 1990 event alongside media moguls Rupert Murdoch and Ted Turner. He noted that international broadcasting played a very critical role, as was suggested by Mr. Murdoch, in the events that took place in the USSR and Eastern Europe in the past couple of years. So, friends, this is all I wanted to do is highlight the fact that you have, and does anybody think this is rather strange, like over the last cycle, in 2020, there was over 1,162 other presidential candidates. You heard from none of them but the two that they wanted you to hear from. Okay? Now we have Tucker Carlson that so many people thinks that is doing a service to their country by backing up Donald Trump, the guy that's going to make America great again, by doing the opposite of what he says. None other than Tucker Carlson comes into play to drive everybody to his favorite politician. And guess what, friends? He's the candidate of the establishment elites. And everybody claims, once again, they're sick and tired of it. But here we go again, friends. Americans, you still haven't had enough, have you? Hey, folks, they're all set up for your downfall and your demise.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Must have a lot of creeps out there or something. I noticed that the numbers are down just a little bit today. We're talking about warning 10 reasons to avoiding the little ones that Jesus told us to not offend. And I started off the show in the first segment here talking about Mr. Kevin Spacey, who's a known pedophile, and the crimes that he was committing against innocent people. He was charged with 12 counts. And for violating innocent people, from penetration to giving oral sex to individuals that are sleeping. I mean, he's a sick, sick joker. These people think that they're above the law. This is no surprise to anybody. But the jurors just said that he wasn't guilty. And this is why people on a global basis are taking things into their own hands. They know that justice is not being served. So again, folks, do I prefer law enforcement to do their job? Absolutely. But what happens if they don't do their job? Well, I want to show you what happens when they don't do their job. Oftentimes, pedophiles go into jail, and this is the end result.
You would have to kill him, or you would get killed. That's how it works. There's no way around it.
Prison is a living hell for child molesters. Once the word gets out that the new inmate was brought in on charges of pedophilia, this inmate gets maltreated by his peers, rejected, and more times than not, they get killed. Here are 10 child molesters who were instantly killed in prison.
There is no mercy for sex offenders in prison. Some of the most brutal violence I saw was against sex offenders.
Number 10, Christian Meyer.
Listen carefully.
January 2nd, 2019, Christian Meyer was beaten to death by three inmates in his prison facility. The perpetrators of this act were Adam Wright, who was in prison for robbing several banks, Alex Castro, and Jason Cachego, who held Meyer down as he was stabbed 28 times and thrown down a flight of stairs. But wait, what exactly was Meyer's crime? Born on November 2, 1976, Myers was a computer science graduate and an expert with the web. He was a father of two children, but at the same time, he was one of the leaders of an online child exploitation ring that was active from 2012 to 2017. Meyer and his fellow pedophiles used different means to extort inappropriate media from underage girls online. They sometimes pretended to be cute teenage boys in a bid to gain the trust of these girls, while other times they were blackmailed into continuously sending inappropriate media. Meyer and about nine other men successfully exploited 100 girls with inappropriate media until one of the girls partnered with the FBI to fish him out in 2017. The next year, Christian Meyer was charged with sexual exploitation of a minor and other crimes, leading to his 40-year sentence in prison and then ultimately to his death. Number 9, Theodore Dyer.
My killing was because he was a child molester. So you didn't kill him. I'm sure you did. I'm sure he does.
October 29th, 2014. A man named Theodore Dyer was murdered by his own cellmate, Stephen Sanderson, for molesting a 9-year-old girl. Dyer met this young girl in 2012. When the girl and her mother moved into an apartment next to his. At the time, Dyer didn't seem predatory in any form. In fact, the mother freely allowed her children to spend time in his apartment during the day. However, one day, this mother walked into Dyer's apartment and saw something worse than a nightmare. On a cold night in June 2013, this mother came home and her daughter was nowhere to be found. Then she went over to Dyer's apartment to look for her. For some reason, this mother decided not to knock, going straight through the front door and into Dyer's room. To her greatest surprise, she found her daughter getting molested by Dyer. She immediately grabbed her, took her home, and called the cops.
Yep.
Then in January 2014, Dyer was sentenced to 50 years on charges of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. However, just like I said at the beginning, he was found dead in his cell only 9 months later.
You know, I just want to stop right there. Isn't it interesting that these individuals are dying in prison for molesting children? Doesn't anybody think it's odd that throughout the United States, libraries are being filled with books graphically teaching young people how to commit these crimes? I mean, you got to put two and two together, friends. Who's advocating these crimes? Who's backing these crimes? See, everybody gets thrown into jail for their crimes except the perpetrators in many cases. And when it comes to what's going on in public school libraries across the country, the perpetrators are laughing at the people, and yet nobody's being arrested at this point. We'll see about that moving forward.
Sanderson strangled Dyer to death with a rope in the early hours of the morning before the guards could notice. Sanderson was in prison for killing his girlfriend in 1991. And since he was serving a life sentence, he felt it wouldn't change anything if he added one more criminal act to his book of crimes. Number 8, Richard Huckel.
10 reasons
like the dark web, you can
why
tell
we are to avoid offending the little ones.
Secret of things on the internet gets shared. But a man named Richard Huckel took this to a whole new level. He had a fan page on the dark web where he shared mind-boggling photos and videos of himself molesting children. But as sick as that was, Richard's fan page had tens of thousands of views on each post. The number grew so high it alerted U.S. and Australian authorities to look into the fan page themselves. And then from one account to the other, they uncovered the identities of these pedophiles before they finally decrypted the identity of the man who was running the entire sick show, Richard Huckle. After Huckle was identified, the U.S. tracked down his every move, and when they found out he was moving to the U.K. to spend the Christmas holiday, they contacted officers at the National Crime Agency who arrested him at London's Gatwick Airport. He was then questioned on suspicion of serious offenses against children. Though his laptop and hard drive had more than enough evidence of his sexual exploitations with children, Huckle eventually confessed to the charges put against him. On June 6, 2016, Huckle was sentenced to life imprisonment on 22 counts of sexual misconduct with a minor and was expected to serve a minimum of 25 years before being eligible to apply for parole. However, 3 years into his sentence, on October 13, 2019, Huckle was found dead in his cell while his body seemed like it had undergone extreme torture. His killer, Paul Fitzgerald, was also in prison for sexual offenses. Fitzgerald tied Huckle's hands and feet, then he gagged, strangled, and even inserted a kitchen utensil into Huckle's before stabbing him to death.
Wow. Wow.
Number 7.
Hey, I commend the guy. I commend law enforcement for doing their job.
August 2019, at a jail in Jacksonville, Florida, two inmates on the top floor.
Far be it from me to be or to give praise where praise is due, so I want to commend good law enforcement as well, friends.
Or had an argument that resulted in the death of one of them, Oseas Ramirez. This floor of the facility was reserved for the most dangerous of criminals, and Oseas, having committed a crime against humanity, was kept there. Oseas was charged and sentenced to life imprisonment in 2013 for sexually molesting an 11-year-old girl.
That's from the Bible.
He confided in her mother about what he had done to her. But after his sentence, he was sent to this facility where he met his death at the hands of another prisoner, Paul Dixon. Dixon was a 43-year-old inmate who had been in this facility since he was 17 for a murder he committed. But sometime in August 2019, he and Ramirez got into an argument before Dixon stuck Ramirez's head in a toilet bowl until he drowned. Now, Ramirez's story took a drastic turn when the prison wardens wanted to keep his murder a secret. It was initially filed that Ramirez had been discharged, but the reason for his release was not filed. Then another inmate who witnessed the murder refused to give a statement for maybe the fear of being tagged as snitch, another offense taken seriously in prisons. So why exactly was Ramirez's murder initially covered up? Number 6. Mitchell Harrison.
Folks, so we got six more to go.
Mitchell Harrison,
What I'll do is I'll end up writing an article on this for everybody, and then I will append it on the comments section, as well as it will be available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that there is 10 reasons to avoid offending the little ones, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Folks, Vigilante, they want to call them crimes, but vigilante justice is on the rise because the people are not going to put up with this. And it's interesting how many of these individuals get slapped on the hand by these soft judges that produce hardened criminals. But once they're thrown in prison, they're dealt with by other prisoners. Why? Because in many cases, those prison inmates were offended by people such as these offenders. I can tell you that is a fact. And what they want is they want justice that's gone undone for decades in their lives, where they want to have some sort of satisfaction in knowing that people like that are actually being dealt with. And they want a sense of justice being done within themselves. And again, that brings appeasement, right? So anyways, folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, in action, not in word. Actions speak a lot louder than words. Read 1 John 3:18 when you get a moment, and we will talk to you in just 23 hours. Have a good night. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.